crushing their ability to be competitive.
Yeah.
As well as other taxes that will only affect families and enormously increase inflation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Only a small fraction of Haitians who showed up at the Texas border illegally are being deported. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that will be a magnet to attract more illegal immigration.
Once these folks get processed and are given a court date, you know, years out, they let their friends and family know what occurred.
Gonzalez also saying he's frustrated because most of these illegal Haitian immigrants do not meet the criteria for asylum.
The vast majority that do not should be returned to their country.
Rounds of showers and thunderstorms are coming back tomorrow, but we'll be under just fewer storms for the overnight. Lows in the morning start off muggy 70s. We're headed back into the middle 80s tomorrow. Midday afternoon showers or a thunderstorm can be expected, becoming likely once again with a round or two passing through. Isolated, if any, tomorrow night, followed by likely again on Thursday. We'll see the trend towards fewer showers and hardly any, one or two, if any at all, in the middle and upper 80s Friday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The Gulf Coast Stamp Club will have its Fall 2021 Stamp and Postcard Show Friday, October 1st, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday, October 2nd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the St. Martin Community Center, Lemoyne Boulevard, I-10 Exit 50, St. Martin, Mississippi. Free and open to the public, there's free parking available too at the St. Martin Community Center, St. Martin, Mississippi. Sponsored by the Gulf Coast Stamp Club. More info at the Gulf Coast Stamp Club.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Everything comes together at our water's edge. One of our important, if not most important, borders that's been open and porous for some time, thanks to the Coast Guard. Sorry. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Thad Allen, who's now working in association with NASA for some reason, I think Von Braun. Thad Allen is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I brought this up a number of times on the show, and I really need people to go do their own homework. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be around, out and about. And I mean, they're concerting their efforts now to go well beyond what they did to me with bringing me into a military tribunal and prosecuting me as a civilian without legal counsel, or, you know, they were trying to prove that I was medically, mentally incompetent and force me to be my own counsel. And I mean, even just that, looking back to our founding fathers and Revolutionary War and more, it's the same thing they did to our own merchant marine. I mean, the Brits were a British German Royal Crown Empire was seizing American citizens from our shores and from our vessels under the American flag, to the point where even 100 years later, we had to enact the Shipping Commissioners Act of, I think it's 1872, that made sure a judicial officer, an Article 3 judicial officer, a member of our judiciary, the number three branch of government to clean up all other messes, had a representative on the barrel head, on the docks, to make sure that our, even foreigners, weren't being shanghaied, think China, shanghaied by the British Crown to run their Navy and merchant marine around the world. Not a lot of time has passed since our Revolutionary War, and we haven't been paying attention like our founders. If you go to, I believe it's www.cfr, and I'll look at it real quick, cfr.org/membership/roster, it goes to all of the people who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. That is a British secret society that is now running our government. Joe Biden is a member of the Council on the British Council on Foreign Relations. He's from Northern Ireland, not necessarily quote unquote Ireland. He's more, nothing against Germans. We need some good Germans to start waking up and sticking up, and those who, you know, fought in their own country against this, against royalism in any and all forms, to step forward and, you know, be counted and be counted upon. Because it's the same old, same old. Not only to CFR members, individuals, and I've mentioned a bunch, like not only Joe Biden, but the current Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is a representative of the British Crown. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So we have not only the Commander-in-Chief, but the Secretary of Defense as members of a British secret society. They're not the only ones. And you can go back into, but what I was trying to get to, and I'll get back to this. Oh, go look at the president of the CFRs, who's been president of the Council on Foreign Relations for 20 years. He's much like Alan Dulles was, who was head of the CIA. But Richard Haass has been national security advisor, but he was an advisor to Colin Powell when he was Secretary of State. And Colin Powell, of course, is a member and or related to the CFRs in a big way, but he's also knighted by the Crown and has spoken out against Trump. Go look at the number of CFR individuals or members that are educators, and you'll understand why we no longer teach civics in the United States and haven't for a very long time. So they've infiltrated the United States. They've infiltrated our form of government. They've done what has gone on for thousands of years in taking down. As one of the corporate members, I wanted to throw out, TikTok is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you dare call in, the number is 504-556-9696. But going to the vaccine, quote unquote, or the gene therapy, guess who else are corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations? Pfizer. And of course, I think the president of the Pfizer or of Pfizer is as well. And he's not a real doctor. Sorry to all you veterinarians out there. He's a veterinarian. And this gets into some of the medicines that work as prophylactics to prevent getting something like this. I hate to even call it the virus. But I need to point out a bunch of other stuff other than that, not just Richard Haass's bio, what the CFRs is. You got to go do your own homework on this and dig deep, because it's buried. But the CFRs is a British secret society that was started by Cecil Rhodes, who vowed to take back the United States as the lost colony of the British Empire. Go look at Richard Haass's bio, and I think you will wake up to who is and has been running our government, not just since Joe Biden stepped in to take over. But the other thing I want to mention is about the New York National Guard, set to replace healthcare workers in New York. The New York governor, Hochul, she has and is making moves to use the New York National Guard, which is like the state militia or military, to replace healthcare workers, which is exactly what Ronald Reagan did in one of the more recent, if not first, attacks. And it wasn't the first, but in the last 40-50 years, Reagan used the military air traffic controllers to take down PATCO, the professional air traffic controllers, and attack the airline industry, which led to 9/11. And if you look at who was in charge when 9/11 happened, Dick Cheney was vice president. And he was not only a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, much like Donald Rumsfeld, he was also the head of the CFRs while he was vice president. And the CFRs is a foreign royal secret society. We'll be right back. We're going to break. You hear the music coming up. I'm going to throw out the number, 504-556-9696. And we'll get back to the corporate members of the CFRs, which is not just Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. It's a lot of educators and bioengineering. It's Bank of America. It's Hess Oil that was involved in a lot of shenanigans in the Interior Department and oil leases and land leases from the federal government. So we're not just being besieged. We've been taken over, and we're being run by foreign interests to take us down and profit from it.
Bummed out there's no music festivals again this year? Well, you don't have to be, because Fallberg Private Wealth and AOS Interiors have partnered with the Funky Uncle to present a Funky Uncle Jazz Fest. The Funky Uncle Jazz Fest series will take place at Voodoo 2 Lounge at 330 Carondelet Street in the CBD on October 8th and 9th, and then again the following weekend on October 14th through the 16th. On October 8th, Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli of the Meters performs with special guests Big Chief Donald Harrison, Big Sam, Jamal Batiste, Bill the Buddha Dickens, Elise Testone, Stephen Perilou, Albert Margolis, and Dem Two Little Things. On October 9th, it's Jason Neville's Funky Soul Band with Big Chief John of the original Wild Chapatulas. For tickets and more information, go to www.funkyuncle.live so you can come get funky with us safely until the festivals return. AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on September 29th, the Gary Allman Band, and on October 6th, Luther Dickinson with Kirk Joseph and Alvin Ford Jr. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the Diocese and Cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com, where we'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
That sounds like the music for Coming Back. If you go to it's www.cfr.org/membership/roster, you get all the individual names of the members of the CFRs, and they are royalists. They are those who believe that we should all be living in a worldwide system of kingdoms, and they are working together to do that. Now, I want to mention that I've talked about last week, and I've talked about even now, you know, Joe Biden is a member, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is a member, Hillary Clinton is a member, Chelsea Clinton is a member, Bill Clinton is a member, Jeffrey Epstein is a member, George Soros is a member, If that doesn't tell you everything, did I say Stacey Abrams? I think I did. Did I say Stacey Abrams? No, I'll say it three times. Georgia, 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 like Georgia Guidestones, Georgia, the Federal Reserve, Jekyll Island, where it was actually written and formed by J.P. Morgan, whose heir apparent, Archie Morgan IV, came after me. One of the reasons I've been digging and digging and digging and digging, trying to put a finger on. But I want to mention the corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Go to www.cfr.org/membership/corporate-members. And AT&T is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a corporate member. So is Bank of America. So is Chevron. So is Cisco, ExxonMobil, Google, Hess Oil. Think of Hessians. They're using Hess Oil instead of the Hessians to come back in and take over. Oh, wait, Facebook is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations along with Goldman Sachs. Think of Dianne Feinstein. Her maiden name is Goldman. She turned me over to the CIA through Nicole Mason, an undersecretary of governmental affairs with the Department of Transportation at the time, who was a Quisling or a student of Porter Goss, who was head of the CIA, who said he could not even get hired by the CIA, and he's put in charge of it to help break it. But here's some more. Google, which I've already mentioned, HP, Hewlett-Packard, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, Moody's, Morgan Stanley, NASDAQ, PepsiCo. These are all corporate members of the Council, the British Royalist Council on Foreign Relations, an organization that was dedicated by its founder, Cecil Rhodes, who owned De Beer Diamond Mines and dedicated his fortune to that, to taking back the United States as the lost colony to the British Empire. And everything that you are seeing now are ancient maneuvers, mechanisms, you could call it sorcery, that has been used over thousands of years to punish the people for wanting to be free and forcing them to bend a knee and bow their head and give up and to relinquish their freedom and to live in a kingdom. And that's what we are. Whether you realize it or not, we are no longer a republic, and we've not been a republic for 100 years since the inception of the Federal Reserve System. And it's not just the Federal Reserve System. A lot of it was from Woodrow Wilson, who went to Prussia and studied administrative law. It is administrative law as well, which is unconstitutional. It violates, it eviscerates the separation of powers doctrine. But here's some more people, corporate members of the President's Circle of the Council on Foreign Relations, basically like a round table of knights, knights aberrant and knights apparent, like all those who were knighted, like Ronald Reagan and others. But here's the President's Circle for corporate members, Blackstone, Bloomberg Philanthropies. And I've talked about Michael Bloomberg being on the cover with his arm wrapped tightly around Arnold Schwarzenegger wearing his father's death head belt buckle, whose father was an SS officer. And Michael Bloomberg is not only a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, he was also knighted by the Crown of England. Here's some more. Dell Technology, Bridgewater Associates, Dell Technologies, Deutsche Bank AG. All of these are corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and you can find this online. They're proud of it, the people that are, and the Council on Foreign Relations is proud of all of these royalist organizations like Shell Oil, that's owned and controlled by the Royal Dutch family. But let me back up a little bit. General Atlantic is a member. Golden Tree Asset Management, Lazard, Luxic Group, MasterCard. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a foreign British royalist crown organization. Secret society. It's a secret society. I'm not saying this. They're saying this. Go to do research on who Cecil Rhodes was and what he did and what he set up. It's in his will from 1877, the first one, and thereafter. They didn't change that much of it. Had some minor changes in the wills over the years, but the main crux of it, to where the estate went to educating 7,000 Rhodes scholars, who go look at who all the Rhodes Scholars are. Go look at the list of all these people going from the founding in 1921, just after World War One, and you know, you think of the what happened with the stock market and the crash in 28 and World War II and then the, you know, Cold War and all, everything else. They've been using war and the rumors of war to not only take over our country, but for companies like Cerberus, the, an investment firm like Carlyle, that is named after the three-headed dog that guards hell or Hades, same thing. Let me continue. MasterCard, McKinsey and Company, PayPal is a corporate member of the British Crown organization known as the Council on Foreign Relations. Reliance Industries Limited. You got to go click on some of these too, to who they are and what they're doing. A lot of them are all in big pharma. Wait, here's one. And get look at the name. Royalty Pharma. What? SNP Global. Shell, as in Royal Dutch Shell, that owns a good chunk of our North Alaskan slope oil. Yeah. And, you know, I actually worked on tankers going into Alaska. Valdez and is it Nikiski? Or I think that's it. Going back and forth up there. So I worked for GE. I was a project manager and lead field engineer. So, and I worked for the Navy. I graduated from a United States Federal Military Service Academy, naval officer, top secret security clearance, and more. An officer in the United States Merchant Marine. And I've worked for General Dynamics, General Electric, and more. To where I've been on the inside and just observed. And I'm like a low level, know nothing idiot engineer. And I've been able to piece together who's behind everything going on. And maybe it's Irish in me that smells, you know, fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. S&P Global, Royalty Pharma. That's who I was trying to get to. That's, you know, click on it, go to the website. www.cfr.org/membership/corporate-members. I'm in, and I'll keep Warburg Pincus, Paul Warburg, the Warburgs. Supposedly, when Dresden was carpet bombed to where everything was leveled, the only building left standing was Paul Warburg's building, period. If you, and this, these are not just these rumors come about because they have a lot of truth to them. PayPal is a member, MasterCard, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, S&P Global, Shell, Snap Inc., Standard Chartered Bank, Terna, Thomson Reuters, Varde Partners, Veritas Capital Fund Management, Warburg Pincus, and American Express. It's not so American, it's British. We'll be right back. I hope I'm blowing some minds and opening some eyes. Alex Jones doesn't even get into this, and he needs to. Everybody needs to start reporting on this. Who is at hand? Who has shackled us and taken over America? We'll be right back.
WGSO, from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. 30 days ago, Ida made landfall and left just under a million Entergy customers in the dark. Brooke Thorington has more on the restoration.
Entergy Louisiana VP of Distribution Operations John Hawkins says while the majority of their customers have power, they are waiting for some customers to finish repairs so it's safe to turn the lights back on.
I will tell you, we are excited about being able to restore all customers who can safely accept power.
But things will take longer for areas like Port Fouchon and Grand Isle.
Everyone understands that that was the hardest hit area, and then that wasn't a restoration, that was a rebuild for us.
While he expects those areas to have power soon, the rebuild should continue throughout the year. I'm Brooke Thorington.
5 inmates escaped last night from the Marksville Jail in Avoyelles Parish. The escapees split up and are believed headed for Mansoura, Bunkie, and the Marksville area. The Avoyelles Sheriff's Office will gladly take tips on any or all at 318-253-4000. This is LRN.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
Asian dumplings. Dumplings, stuffed pasta more or less, are found in almost every kind of Asian restaurant. It all started in China. Dumplings can be made in many shapes and sizes with many kinds of stuffings. The most typical is a light pasta skin wrapping a mixture of meat, vegetables, and herbs. Steaming is by far the most popular method of cooking. Some, notably pot stickers, are cooked a second time in a hot wok. The vast range of Asian dumplings is most striking in dim sum restaurants. Japanese chuma and gyoza and Korean mandu are identical to Chinese dumplings. The mark of quality in all these is lightness. A dumpling with a thick, glutinous skin is a poor dumpling.
The Food Show, every weekday from 2 to 4, right here.
Music. We're back. I'm talking about the CFRs and how deep a black hole I'm in and will probably remain in for however long I have left, trying to report upon and tell the American people, if not the people of the world, what's going on, who's in charge. It's the British German Royal Crown. Everything under Queen Elizabeth and or related to Queen Elizabeth. Hey, Roland, can you kill the music? I'm reading from the CFR website.org, the bio of Richard Haass, who's been the president for the last 20 years of the CFRs. And it goes, Dr. Richard Haass is a veteran diplomat, a prominent voice on American foreign policy, and an established leader of nonprofit institutions, which there are many that they have generated and created here in the United States to take us down from within. He is in his 19th year as president. This is dated. He's in his 20th year now of the Council on Foreign Relations, an independent, nonpartisan membership organization, think tank, publisher, and educational institution dedicated to being a resource to help people better understand the world and the foreign policy choices facing the United States and other countries. And they don't say, but it's on behalf of the British German Crown. There's another paragraph. In 2013, he served as the chair of the multi-party negotiations in Northern Ireland that provided the foundation for the 2014 Stormont House Agreement. For his efforts to promote peace and conflict resolution, he received the 2013 Tipperary International Peace Award. And then it gets into some interesting stuff. From January 2001 to June 2003, Dr. Haass was Director of Policy Planning for the Department of State. Think of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Her husband was nominated to be the Lord Warden of the St. Ports, but he's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations along with Chelsea, where Dr. Haass directed the policy planning staff and was a principal advisor to the Secretary of State Colin Powell, who was knighted by the Crown. Conferred by the U.S. Senate to hold the rank of ambassador, thank you, Senate, for nominating a British representative to hold the rank of ambassador, Dr. Haass also served as U.S. coordinator for policy toward the future of Afghanistan, go figure, and U.S. envoy to the Northern Ireland peace process to allow the British to come in and take over and finish their domination of Ireland on behalf of the Roman Germanic Empire. The European Union is the new Roman Empire. I want to put out a warning for anyone still an American and still loyal to the Constitution and rule of law. The Coast Guard, in its prior, maybe not its current form, but I believe its current form until Congress wakes up, is shadowing the U.S. Navy and doing much like Milley was doing, and notifying the Chinese, letting them know, we have an attack coming in. The Coast Guard is shadowing the Navy. The Navy needs to shed the Coast Guard and start acting on its own as our first fleet, as our Navy, as the U.S. Navy, as a constitutional Navy, because the Coast Guard under Thad Allen that was involved in shutting down the Gulf as the head of a special branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military at all, that's not in the Department of Defense, that's in the Department of Homeland Security, acting as a branch of military, saying it's a special branch of military that can, carry on civilian law enforcement as a branch of military that comes under the Uniform Code of Military Justice somehow outside of the Department of Defense, where we have guys like Thad Allen, who is also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. You have to ask yourself, how can you have people on the opposite sides of the spectrum? John Bolton, President Trump nominated John Bolton to be whatever. John Bolton is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and now you know why that guy has one of the worst dispositions. It's almost like Hillary Clinton, where there are a bunch of loyalists, royalists, who are upset that they were promised that they could be king or queen somehow. You know, think about Bill Clinton being president and his wife running for president. That's royalism. Think about George H.W. Bush being president and George W. Bush running for and becoming president. Still royalism. Doesn't matter how many administrations were involved. Doesn't matter. One of the biggest complaints when we formed a constitutional democratic republic was like, oh, so now we just elect a king? That's the only difference, really? Come on. Which was a lot of the comments at that time. And if you look at, there's no protections. There's no, you know, with all these secret societies that are trying to take over the U.S. government and have done a very good job of it and used our currency. And that's, you know, Paul Warburg, who I mentioned at the beginning, was a banker tied to the, you know, Warburg family, which is a huge banker in Germany, tied to the Rothschilds, of course. Another individual, Stoltenberger, the current NATO Secretary General, is also connected. And, you know, I mean, the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain, is basically not just Cecil Rhodes, but any and all of these. And they're almost Venetian because they not only moved through and took over Italy, Rome, but they moved through and took over England as well. And much of this came from the Far East, Persia, where these individuals who know how to infiltrate and take down empires administratively and set themselves up as rulers, making rules rather than laws and rather than having a legislature. This is why we have, supposedly here in the United States, a separation of powers doctrine, which was one of our founding doctrines that is gone. It disappeared in the middle of the night. It was eviscerated after World War II in 1947 when Congress passed the Federal Administrative Procedure Act that married all three of the great powers together. And Madison said in Federalist 51 that any two of the three great powers together was tyranny. And we have all three, and we've had all three for over 75 years. And people are talking about, oh, well, you know, hey, let's just restore, make America great again, about build back better. Yeah, build back better is to build us back into a kingdom better, to where they, you know, you're not going to throw this mantle off. Bretton Woods, which gets into our currency and what's going on with it, and gets into what's going on. It is the fiat currency. It is the army of the dead. Bretton Woods was done by the British. That made the American currency the world currency, and then to become a fiat currency, to where everybody is then believing in Bitcoin and Ethereum and Doge coin or Dogecoin or whatever, to where it's like, really? Did anybody not notice that this is the same or similar thing that went on in the early 1900s with a proliferation of currencies all over, private currencies? They are privatizing everything. That's what a lot of this is about. When even police and police forces are being privatized and people aren't paying attention to what's going on. The lifeguards were privatized to where it's not the city or the state that provides these, for want of a better term, law enforcement officers on the beach, you know, Baywatch, what's his name? I'm trying to think of Knight Rider and the actor's name, David Hasselhoff, I guess, right? But it starts small. And now administrative law is just like unbelievably. It's like a whole branch of, you know, it's all of our branches of government, to where the law enforcement Article II branch of government is carrying on its own courts. And there's Supreme Court case law to this effect, Reed versus Covert, that says, no, we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts from under the executive branch. That's why we have an Article III branch of government. They've been defunding that. They're defunding the legislature. Nancy Pelosi has captured. We are a captive state. The chain link fence around Washington is an example of that. It's a sign of what is going on. And it's not, you can ignore it and say, oh, it's no big deal. No, it's a sign of what they are doing and what they are up to. And nobody protests, nobody says anything, nobody does anything, to where they've conquered the United States. And I hate to say that and put that out to the world, but we were conquered a while ago. Colin Powell, who was knighted by the, you know, crown, helped cover up the My Lai massacre. He's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a agent for the crown, for the British German royal crown. This isn't about China. This isn't about Korea. I mean, it is. It's all superfluous. This is about the British German crown reigniting the worldwide system of United Kingdoms, where everyone will be forced under and is being forced under a worldly god, for want of a better word. The senators in Rome used to be able to deify the emperor and turn him into a god. And we're back to that again now. And I'm just trying to point this out, and I'm paying the price. Anyone out there hearing this message, 504-556-9.
There's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Since 1938, Door Furniture has been a trusted local business, furnishing your homes in and around New Orleans. Door is always keeping an eye on the latest styles and trends to fit your home. Our design team will make decorating your home fun and simple. We are a unique, wonderful city, and the products at Door reflect the areas we serve. So come into Door Furniture today for the styles, colors, and designs that will make your house a home. Covington and New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Hi, I'm Pete Cannizzaro with Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk punch awaits.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 a.m.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Throughout the whole thing on what's going on with Haitian immigrants, legal or otherwise, and syncretism, which is, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which gets into voodoo and taking basically Roman Catholic practices and, I don't want to say corrupting them, but definitely repurposing them. I also want to go through the corporate members, and I had started on that, but American Express is a quote-unquote corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as is American International Group, Amgen Inc., Apollo Management, BASF Corporation, BNY Mellon, the Boeing Company, Booz Allen Hamilton, for anybody who's paying attention, who's a federal military contractor, Chubb Limited, Cigna, Clayton Dubier and Rice LLC, CNA, ConocoPhillips Company, Corsair Capital, Covington and Bryan. If you go in, you have to research and pull up Deloitte, Deere and Company, that makes John Deere, Estee Lauder, Energy Intelligence Group, FedEx Corporation is a member, First Eagle Investment, Garda World Federal Services. You got to go check this company out, and I would do it, but I'm just trying to get through the names. Hellman and Friedman, Hitachi, Houlihan Lokey, Indus Capital Partners, Investcorp International, Invis Group, Jacobs Asset Management, Johnson and Johnson, those who are tied to the quote unquote vaccine, like Merck and Company and Pfizer. KKR and Company, Lion Tree LLC, Lockheed Martin, that Admiral Loy from the Coast Guard is tied up in, and who went to work for after he created the Transportation Worker Identification Card with rules, not law, and used those rules to create the progenitor, precursor to a new biometric national ID card, tied to guys like Tommy Thompson, who tried to get the chip forced on people, saying that he would take one himself and then goes to work for Verichip. Mannheim, Merck and Company, Mitsubishi Corp. Wait, that's not America. Oh, of the Americas. Although it's not really an American company because all the profit goes outside the country. Northrop Grumman, Pfizer, Rossini, Salesforce.com Inc., Silver Lake Partners, Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett, Standard Industry, Stanley Black & Decker. Like, that's Stanley Tools, that used to be Stanley, and Black & Decker, since they merged, Stone Canyon. And here's the pièce de résistance, I don't know if I'm saying that right, it's been a while, besides TikTok, which is just a little below, or Toyota, but it's Sullivan & Cromwell, the law firm that Alan Dulles and John Dulles used to work for, that for its corporate members, it would take down leaders of governments around the world. Created banana republics for its banana corporation or company. And that's the thing, is the corporation or company is more dangerous than a royal kingdom. It is the, like the East Indies or East India corporation or company. They used to use company more than corporation back in the day. Walmart, Wells Fargo, United Airlines, Total Washington DC representative office, is a member of the British-German Royalist secret society known as the Council on Foreign Relations that you see in the backdrop of all of these people when they talk publicly, like Hillary Clinton or Chelsea Clinton or Bill Clinton or Jeffrey Epstein or George Soros or blah, 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 blah. This is the key. This is the connection. This is what everyone should be talking about. Walmart, Wells Fargo, Western Union, White and Case LLP, just as a sampling of all of the corporate members of the British German Royalist organization, secret society known as the Council on Foreign Relations. And if this Accenture, AT&T, Bank of America, Chevron, BlackRock, Citi, Goldman Sachs, HP, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, Chase & Company, Moody's, NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is owned by the British, by the British German Royal Crown. We are an experiment, and we've been experimented on and will be experimented on until they, it's unbelievable. I am beside myself. Google is a Hess Oil, which I've already mentioned. Facebook is a corporate member of this British German Royalist organization. Cisco, even Chevron, and they got up here Human Energy. It is the Matrix. It's unbelievable. And I hope you understand the information that I'm giving to you free of charge. I just, 9/11 happened. under, and this is why it's even in the 9/11 report, because Dick Cheney was one of the masterminds behind the whole thing. But the Warburgs are out of Hamburg, Germany, and that's where the cell that created 9/11 was from, or the cell that planned 9/11. And I know PepsiCo from my childhood is owned and controlled by the mafia. At least it was in San Diego, and I know this from personal information, knowledge, knowing some of the people. And, you know, the mafia is a royal family. They have a don. It's just put out there as a different kind, like mafia. That's what all of these royal families are. They're mafia from one area of the world or another that has lorded themselves over mankind. And as we get off this planet, we should lift this yoke, set ourselves free, and understand that we've been lied to about just about everything for the majority of our lives. And I hate to say that. I hate to put that out there. I hate to sound like, you know, and this isn't conspiracy. This is, I mean, it is, but it's truth. It's history. How can these companies be members of a foreign British royalist, royal crown organization and not know it? And deny or deny it by saying ignorance. We didn't know. Well, I don't know. Wouldn't you want to do some due diligence of who you're getting in line with and in league with, like Morgan Stanley, who's a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, J.P. Morgan, who gave us our Civil War, Archie Morgan, involved in my own affairs where I was prosecuted in a military tribunal as a civilian, J.P. Morgan Jr., who gave us the Federal Reserve, along with Paul Warburg and the Warburgs and the Rothschilds. No central banks. Sorry, not a big fan of central banks, whether it's national or private or whatever. You kind of need it, kind of have to have it to an extent. But, the thing needs to be chained down because it is the beast. And our government has become, you know, you cut one head off and you get 10 more. Like the Department of Homeland Security was created to deal with too much administration by creating more administration. That was the complaint at the time. Wait, that doesn't make sense. You guys are doing what? Yeah, the vertical integration, separation of powers, breaking up the power, like having the army under Article 1. Having the Navy under Article 2, which is how it used to be and is not anymore, since they created the National Military Establishment in 1947 and moved the Article 1 Army, where you had to declare war with an act of Congress, into and under the Article 2 Executive Branch and law enforcement, where we've been under basically a military police, if not minimally a police state, for the last 75 years or more. Anybody want to help? I could really use it. Call the station, track me down, but I'm in bad shape, and they've been playing games with me for a long time. Peace. We'll be back tomorrow. Maritime Matters. I forgot to announce the party coming up, but we'll get into that tomorrow and remind ourselves to speak about it. But there's a party in New Orleans to celebrate the 75th anniversary. Go to the website, check it out for WGSO AM 990. WGSO
across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers.